Hello, this is Jeremy Green, entomologist with Clemson University, and this will be a pest patrol update for the last day of July, 31st of July, 2026. Try to keep this brief. There is some insect activity in both cotton and soybeans, but try to keep this brief. Start off with cotton. Tomorrow is the first day of stink bug month, quote unquote stink bug month, and hopefully by now you have marked all your fields, noted the first week of bloom, and are appropriately using the dynamic boll injury threshold to manage stink bugs in cotton. Using that approach, you will preserve yield and also preserve fiber quality. So make sure that you're managing the most important insect pest complex of cotton in South Carolina using that threshold. We've got details in the newsletter on how to do that if you're not proficient at it, but it is the proven method for managing that entire complex of insects in cotton. The only other thing going on in cotton is our pheromone trap captures for bollworm are still fairly high this past week. So we're in a major flight of moths, cornear worm, bollworm moths coming out of corn fields, out of the soil, and finding mates, and then looking for the next wave of host on which to lay their eggs, and that's occurring right now. There is a lot of pressure on some of my non-BT cotton on the experiment station at Blackville. I think we had 20-something percent square damage yesterday, 11% boll damage, and I think 10% bloom damage. That was all in the non-BT, so that's on the increase. There were some small caterpillars. I think we found 8 or 9 larvae in the very quick search that we did in a non-BT plot. So anyhow, not so important for cotton unless you've got non-BT cotton or you've got 2-gene BT cotton, because the 3-gene BT cotton seems to be doing fairly well up against this pressure. There are also some spider mite activity was reported from a couple of folks, so I'll be on the lookout for spider mites in cotton. In soybeans, it's really the cornear worm numbers again. Since we don't have BT soybeans, we need to be vigilant for looking for cornear worm, pod worm in flowering or soybeans that are flowering or set in small pods. They can be very devastating as they're seed feeders and they're just directly after the blooms and the pods in soybeans. So we need to make sure we're managing pod worm in soybeans right now. As far as everything else, we're still waiting on migratory caterpillar pest and also waiting on stink bugs to become the number one insect pest in soybeans also, as they will a little later in the season. So anyhow, that's going to be a brief update for this time, and we'll catch you next time.